This episode is brought to you by DistroKid.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Defeat the mix. Do you think you have what it takes? Music trivia, useless knowledge, shit you never learned in college. Defeat the mix. Do you think you have what it takes?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Defeat DeMakes, our new podcast game show in which listeners of Chris DeMakes a Podcast can take on the man himself in a gauntlet of music trivia. The best part of the show is that you can play along at home or in your car or on your run or wherever you listen to the podcast. Maybe there are even a few people out there who put the podcast on to set a romantic mood. Chris, can you think of anything hotter than listening to Chris DeMakes a Podcast?
Wow. What a visual. Thank you, Chris. And man, you were made to be a game show host, I must say.
It's always been my dream, and here I am.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm your host, Chris Fafalius, and it's my pleasure to introduce today's contestant, Mr. Justin Hiltz. Justin, how are you feeling today, buddy?
Feeling fantastic. It's great to be here.
Hell yeah, man. Before we get started here, Justin, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? Where are you from and what do you enjoy?
I am from the Boston area. I enjoy video games, board games, music, and my dog.
Aww. And I heard through the grapevine that you skipped Survivor Night to join us tonight.
This is a fact.
What is Survivor Night?
I think everyone's familiar with the TV show Survivor. It's been going for 41 seasons now. I got hooked on it pre-pandemic, but continued watching it through the pandemic. And my friends and I gather on Wednesday nights to watch the current season. So that's usually 8 o'clock, and I didn't want to do the whole runaround. So here we are.
We appreciate you being here, man.
Thank you very much for foregoing your plans for this. Thank you.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, Chris, do you want to let Justin know how bad you're going to destroy him today?
Well, I'd like to, Justin, know a little bit about me. My name's Chris DeMakes, and I actually have known Justin. It was really funny. Chris said, yeah, Justin Hiltz is going to join us. He's in our podcast group. I'm like, I know Justin. So I've met you back in Tampa probably around 03, 04 when you were working for Fuel by Ramen. Is that correct?
That is correct. It would be, I think it was like 05, 06. About the time, but I think you were living in Ybor at the time.
I was. We'd go out and drink ourselves silly and have a good old time.
Yep.
Now we're missing our favorite TV shows and doing trivia with each other. This is great.
That's how it should be.
Full disclosure, I also have known Justin for a long time. We had the pleasure of touring together before, I think in like 2009 or 8. I don't remember what year it was, Justin. Do you have any recollection of what year that was?
That's about it. It should be around there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we met when I worked at Fuel by Ramen, interestingly enough. I think it was during that tour that we first met. It felt, when you told me that my name was drawn from the hat, I felt like, you know, I was cheating in some way.
No, it was honestly, your name was pulled from the hat. For anyone out there that doesn't know, to be a contestant on Chris DeMakes a Podcast, if you're a part of our supporting cast program, which is awesome if you are, it helps us continue creating the podcast that you love. That's my catchphrase that I like to say. But we have now started pulling names for hats. To be a contestant, Justin is our first ever contestant, and we are very glad to have him here. So you guys ready for the rules?
Yep.
I'm ready. Hit me.
So here's how this is going to work. There's going to be two rounds of three questions each. You'll get to choose between two categories. If you can answer the question without the multiple choice, you'll get 2 points. But if you need the multiple choice and you get the answer right, you'll get 1 point. Round two will be the same, except point values will be doubled. You'll get 4 points if you get the answer without the multiple choice, and 2 if you get the answer with the multiple choice. And the final round, which will just be one question each, will be a wager round. you'll be able to gamble the points that you've accumulated through the first two rounds to try to win at the end. Guys, got that?
Got it.
Got it.
All right, but there is one caveat I got to tell you guys about. At any point in the first two rounds, whether you don't know the answer and also don't think the other person knows the answer, or if you're being strategic and you just really think the other person doesn't know the answer and you want to try to screw them, you can demakes the other person answer the question. If the other person gets the question right, they get the points. However, if they get it wrong, you get the points for that question. One more little thing you should know. The person you're demaking answer the question always does get the multiple choice. So it can be risky because no matter what, that person will have a 25% chance of getting the full 2 or 4 points depending on the round, even though it's a multiple choice. That's just the rules. That's the way it is. You got to deal with it. You only get one total demakes to use between the first two rounds. So use it wisely.
All right. Gotcha.
You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
Justin, you're our guest today, so we're going to start with you. Here are your two categories you get to choose between for your first question. It's either 90s alternative song lyrics or pop music of today.
Let's go with 90s alternative song lyrics.
All right, here we go. In Pearl Jam's Jeremy, the song's title character seemed like a harmless little fuck, but a lion was unleashed when he gnashed his teeth into what?
Oh, geez, I'm not a Pearl Jam fan.
I'm also, do you need the multiple choice?
Yeah, let's go with the multiple choice here, or else I'm screwed.
Okay, the multiple choice is either he gnashed his teeth into A, the lunch lady's hand, B, the recess lady's breast, C, the Spanish teacher's wrist, or D, the prom queen's neck.
Jeez, why none of these are ringing a bell? You know, what was option A?
A was the lunch lady's hand. B, the recess lady's breast. C, the Spanish teacher's wrist. Or D, the prom queen's neck.
Yeah, I'm going to go with A.
He's going with A, the lunch lady's hand. I'm sorry, Justin. It was B, the recess lady's breast. You get 0 points.
Fair enough.
Chris, did you know the answer to that one?
I did know the answer to that. However, I never knew that was the lyric.
Okay.
I'm like, that's the lyric, the recess. Okay, that's good.
Clearly, I remember picking on the boy. Seemed a harmless little fuck. But we unleashed the lion, gnashed his teeth and bit the recess lady's breast. How could I forget? And he hit me with a surprise.
So, Justin, you get 0 points. Sorry to tell you.
I've already learned something tonight, Chris. This is great.
Chris, you get to choose between 80s pop or 90s metal.
I'm going to go 80s pop.
Okay. Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith are better known as what 80s English pop rock band?
I think I know, but I'm going to go. No, if I were to guess it without the choices, I'd get 2 points, correct?
That's right. But if you get the multiple choice, then you get 1 point.
Yeah. Seeing that my friend here, Justin, got zilch the first round, I'm going to play it safe and go for the choices.
Okay. Your choices are A, OMD, B, Modern English, C, Tears for Fears, or D, Spandau Ballet.
Ugh.
Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith are better known as what 80s English pop rock band?
That wasn't who I thought it was. I'm going to go Spandau Ballet, D.
Sorry, Chris. That was Tears for Fears.
That was my second guess. Darn it.
Wow. Okay, we got ourselves a real heater here.
Well, you know, and of course I know OMD stands for Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, but I don't know who's in friggin' Tears for Fears, you know.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Right.
Jeez.
Okay. We're gonna go to question two. Justin.
Oh boy.
Your choices are 2000s punk or Fueled by Ramen.
I feel like you're going to give me a tough one if I go a few by ramen, but I feel like it'd be a crime for me to not pick it. So let's go with few by ramen.
You got to get this one then.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, here, let's see.
FBR's first major success came in 1998 with the release of a self-titled EP from what band, which enabled the label to buy its first office space?
1998. Boy, I have a guess, but I think it's wrong by a couple of years. Let's go with the multiple choice because I should be able to get this one.
Your choices are A, Jimmy Eat World, B, Yellow Card, C, The Stereo, or D, The Hippos.
I'm going to go shit, you know?
it was shit. The shit EP.
Yeah, the shittiest EP. The band's called The Shit. You know, I don't... In my head, none of these artists even have a self-title, which is bad. But my gut, when I was just going to guess Raw, I was going to guess Yellow Card. So I'm going to go with B, Yellow Card.
Sorry, Justin, it's
Jimmy. I know it.
Are you guys ever going to get a question right?
No.
This might be the only episode we ever do. It's going to go on for 8 hours. You know, we got.
Hopefully those playing along at home are doing a lot better than you guys, but
I'm sure they are.
It's early. And you guys are fine. You're getting the jitters out.
Yeah, you either pick some great questions or we're terrible.
Chris, are you ready for your next question?
I am ready.
Your choices are 90s hip hop or 90s punk.
90s punk. Let's do it. I'm going to hit the scoreboards here, damn it.
Squirt Gun's debut full length was released in the fall of 1995, and the song Social from the album was used in the opening credits of which Kevin Smith film?
I'll have to have the multiple choice.
Your choices are A, Clerks, B, Chasing Amy, C, Mallrats, or D, Dogma.
I'm going C, Mallrats.
You got it.
I do remember that. I do recall them being a part of that.
On the board with a point is Mr. Chris DeMakes.
All right.
I knew that one.
The movie Mallrats, starring Jason Lee. I loved it at the time. I swear I watched the thing 100 times, loved it every time. Watched it like 20 years later. I'm like, oh my God, this movie does not hold up. But, you know, a lot of great nostalgia attached to that one. All right, we're on the board. 1-0. We got one more question in this round. And guys, don't forget, you can demakes the other person answer the question if you don't know the answer.
Yes.
Don't forget, you got those demakes in your pockets. All right, Justin, your next question. You can choose between One Hit Thunder or Pop Music of Today.
Let's go with One Hit Thunder.
Obviously, these are all questions dealing with One Hit Wonders, inspired by the podcast that I host called One Hit Thunder. Which one of these women's names are not mentioned in Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5? You'll get the full 2 points if you get this right. You need to hear the choices for this one. So which one of these women's names are not mentioned in Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5? Is it A, Lisa, B, Monica, C, Jessica, or D, Mary?
I'm going to go with D, Mary.
Sorry, Justin.
Is it Lisa?
It's Lisa. Ah!
You know, I met Lou Bega in Rome, of all places, when I was in high school.
We got to hear a little bit about this. You just ran into him?
Yeah, I was there on a Catholic retreat to like the Vatican, and I was in high school. I was like, I think like probably 14 or so, and we were staying in this hotel in Rome, and we just like were out about being rowdy young kids, and Lou Bega just like walked into the hallway, and I think I have camcorder footage of him like just talking to people. He had talked to like every single one of us, like signed autographs. He was a really, really nice guy.
Did you recognize Lou Bega?
Yeah, absolutely. This was like, I think, in the height of, you know, or just after that song had blown up. So
he was wearing the hat, right? He had the hat on, of course, right?
Very well dressed for sure. I don't think he had the hat on, but
really?
He had a suit on, if I recall.
He was known as the Hat Man.
It'd be like Slash going to the bar without the top hat on. Come on.
He could
it'd
have
be like but... Slash going to It'd be like Slash going to the bar with a shirt on.
Yeah. What are you doing, dude?
I can't believe I didn't get that one. Man.
Sorry, Justin. But you know what the good news is? You're only behind by 1 point right now.
Yeah.
But this is the last question of round one. Chris, your choices for your question are 80s metal or 70s hard rock?
Oh, I like these both. I'm going to go with 80s metal, though. Let's do it.
Okay, 80s metal. Crystal Pistol, spelled P-Y-S-T-A-L, Crystal Pistol, which existed from 1974 to 1976, eventually evolved into this San Diego-based glam metal band.
The only thing I can think of would be Rat.
Is that what you're going with, or do you want the multiple choice?
Crystal Pistol, San Diego. No one else came out of San Diego metal. Rat was from San Diego. Give me the choices, though. I'm going to have to lose a point here. Just...
Okay. Your choices are A, Twisted Sister, B, Rat, C, Wasp, or D, Kix.
Well, Kix is from Maryland. Wasp is from L.A. Twisted Sister is from Long Island. It is Rat. I should have went with my gut.
You got a point. You got a point. I mean, hey, man, you should have went with
Nicely
it.
Done.
All right, guys. Well, that's the end of round one. Chris has a 2-0 lead. Definitely not insurmountable. And we're going to be back with round two after a quick word from our sponsors.
Looking to elevate your music career? DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that enables musicians to distribute their music to online stores and streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Tidal, and many more. DistroKid collects earnings and payments, sending them to you, the artist. With DistroKid, artists unlock a world of possibilities, from easily paying collaborators with splits to securing your music with DistroLock. DistroKid covers all bases. Plus, you can promote your releases with HyperFollow and create eye-catching visuals with a Spotify Canvas generator, all for free. But that's not all. Introducing the DistroKid app, now available on iOS and Android. Artists can manage their releases, view streaming stats, and withdraw earnings, all from the palm of their hand. And for those looking to perfect their sound, check out Mixia. With its simple interface and customizable mastering options, artists can make their music sound polished and professional within minutes. And don't forget about Instant Share, DistroKid's newest feature. Share large files securely with collaborators, producers, and more, ensuring your music streams at the highest quality. Ready to take your music to the next level? Download the DistroKid app and explore their suite of tools today. Plus, listeners can enjoy 30% off their first year by visiting distrokid.com/VIP/demakes. That's distrokid.com/VIP/demakes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Defeat Demakes. Justin, good news. This is the double round, so you can make it up real quick. You guys both got the Demakes still in your pockets. We're going to switch it up this round. Chris is going to start out this round. And points are worth double. Are you guys ready?
I am ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
So, Chris, your choices for this round are 90s hip-hop or 70s soft rock.
Wow. let's go 70s soft rock.
This French-American rock band, known for their 1972 hit where every line of the song ends with a word that rhymes with night, originally formed in Ithaca, New York, but broke up and reformed in Paris where they began recording their first songs.
I think it's the band, and I'm blanking on the name, that does the song Skyrockets in Flight, Afternoon Delight. That's my gut on the song. The band, what were they called? I'm going to go multiple choice.
Your choices are A, Looking Glass, B, King Harvest, C, The Hollies, or D, Steeler's Wheel.
D, Steeler's Wheel.
Sorry, it was King Harvest in the song Dancing in the Moonlight.
Then I was wrong. Not all accounts.
All right.
I do like some 70s soft rock, though.
Yeah, yeah. Dancing in the Moonlight's a great song. But sorry, Chris.
Now, if I wouldn't have got, asked for the choices, I would have got 4 points. Is that correct?
That's correct. This all is right. The double right. Round. Justin could jump out to a lead or tie here on this question.
So. He better not to make me. I'm going to get angry.
Justin, your choices for this round are past Chris DeMakes a podcast guests or 90s punk.
You know, let's go with 90s punk.
Good choice.
The lead singer of this Southern California-based punk band spent a short time as a touring member of the Pixies during their 2013 European tour.
I'm going to need multiple choice for sure on this one. Actually, you know what? Boy, would Chris know this. This might be a DeMakes. But, you know, though, I feel like you would know, so I'm going to take it on. Let's hear the choices.
Your choices are A, The Muffs, B, Bikini Kill, C, The Red Ants, or D, The Donnas.
It was the singer of the band?
Yes, the lead singer of this Southern California-based punk band spent a short time as a touring member of the Pixies during their 2013 European tour.
I'm going to go with The Muffs.
You got it, and you tied up Chris.
There you go.
Beautiful.
That was Kim Shattuck, who sadly passed away in 2019 from complications with ALS at the age of 56. She famously did tour with the Pixies, but got kicked out because she, apparently because she stage dove, and the Pixies weren't cool with that. They're like, that's not what we do.
We are not so, punk rock.
Yeah, yeah, but not very punk. Chris, did you know the answer to that one?
I would have leaned towards the Muffs. I didn't know. It was either that or Red Ants. I couldn't make up my mind.
Okay, Chris, we got a tie ball game here, and we're going back to you.
I got to get my act together. Let's do this.
Yeah. Your choices are yacht rock or 70s hard rock.
70s hard rock, although I love myself some yacht rock, okay? But I'm going to go 70s hard rock. Let's do this.
Okay, here we go.
I'm getting four. I'm getting four, damn it.
Okay. On July 28th, 1979, Aerosmith headlined the World Series of Rock Festival at Cleveland Stadium. Pandemonium erupted backstage when Joe Perry's wife, Alyssa, threw what at Tom Hamilton's wife, Terry, which led Steven Tyler to confront Joe Perry about his wife's antics and resulted in Joe Perry leaving the band.
Yes, I know this story. I don't recall what was thrown. I'm going to have to settle for a twofer here, hopefully. Give me the choices. Although I could demake my friend over there. Now, if I demake him again and he loses... He loses 2 points?
No, he doesn't lose any points, but since this is round two, you would gain 4 points if he misses it. But he would gain 4 points if he gets it.
Yeah, I'm going to make this one to Justin.
Okay, all right, Justin. So you got to get this or Chris will get the points. So do you need me to repeat the question?
I got the question. I'm going to have to go multiple choice.
Yeah, you get the multiple choice no matter what.
Okay.
Your choices are A, a beer bottle, B, a Coke mirror, C, a glass of milk, or D, a framed photo of Elvis.
Where did this occur?
This happened at the World Series of Rock Festival on July 28th, 1979 at Cleveland Stadium. Backstage there.
Boy, wow. You know, I'm going to go with an oddball pick here and say D, the framed picture of Elvis.
Chris is going to get the 4 points here. Sorry, Justin. It was A Glass of Milk.
Jeez. Oh, that would have been my last pick for sure.
Yeah, I don't remember that. How on rock and roll. If anything, it would have been the Coke mirror, right?
That felt too obvious. Same with the beer, you know? I was just like, ah.
Glass of milk. Who knew?
Justin, this is your last question before our final round. It went by fast, but it's neck and neck here. So your choices, Justin, for your last category here are past Krista Makes a Podcast guests or pop music of today.
Let's go with pop music of today.
This American rapper, singer, and songwriter earned viral success as an internet meme in 2018 with her single Moo, a novelty song in which she fantasizes about being a cow.
I've never heard of this.
If it makes you feel any better, neither have I.
It does make you feel a little bit better, but maybe we should both feel very good that we don't know this. Let's go with the multiple choice here. Actually, you know what? Chris gave it away, so why don't...
Yeah, I screwed myself. As soon as I said it, I'm like, he's going to demake me.
Let's demakes this one.
All right.
Chris, your choices are A, Cardi B, B, Megan Thee Stallion, C, Nicki Minaj, or D, Doja Cat.
I have no idea. I know it's not Cardi B. That was the WAP song from last year. So I doubt it's her. Give me the other three.
B was Megan Thee Stallion. C was Nicki Minaj. And D was Doja Cat.
I'm going to go B.
Sorry, it was Doja Cat.
Yep, that was my other choice.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I go moo. Moo.
And you know what that means? That means we got a tie game going into the final round right now. It is 6-6.
Ooh. All right.
So we're going to go into the final round here, and you guys get to decide how many points you want to wager. And I'll tell you this right now. Your questions will be the category, who wrote it? And you will get multiple choice no matter what, because you're wagering points here. So we will start with Justin in this round. He is our guest and he will get to go first. So Chris, you'll get to pull up the rear here.
All right.
Justin, how many of your 6 points do you want to wager on who wrote it?
I'm going to wager 5 of my 6 points.
Wow.
5 of your 6 points are going to be wagered on this question. Who wrote Christina Aguilera's Beautiful? A, Bernie Taupin. B, Linda Perry. C, Sheryl Crow. Or D, Carole King?
This is a complete guess on my part. I'm going to go with B, Linda Perry.
You got it.
You got it. Whoa. Damn. It was Linda Perry of Four Non Blondes. She wrote Christina Aguilera's hit, Beautiful. Oof. Good job, man. You're putting the pressure on Chris now.
Total pressure.
So you got nothing. 11 points. Chris, you know what you got to do.
Well, you got to go all 6. There's no reason to fart around here.
So for our pilot episode of Defeat the Makes, Chris is going all in for all the marbles here.
I have to, and this might be the only episode. If I lose the pilot episode, how can you have a show?
Well, we'll keep your record.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, I guess. Yeah, I'm going all 6, or I'm all in.
Okay. Who wrote The Monkees' I'm a Believer? A, Berry Gordy. B, James Taylor. C, Paul Simon. Or D, Neil Diamond?
D, Neil Diamond.
Did you know that one, Justin?
I did.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Chris. Justin, you were a worthy competitor. And thank you so much for coming on, man. I think you held your own here.
Absolutely, man.
It was my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for for continuing to be a friend. It's been a long time, man. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a blast. I thought I was going to get creamed, so the fact that we're neck and neck is I'm feeling pretty good right now.
No, and I was praying. I was like, wait a second, is it Last Train to Clarksville? Maybe the Neil Diamond. I mean, if you got to D and said somebody else, I was like, oh, now I'm really in trouble. But all right.
Well, it's only fitting that Chris DeMakes would win the first episode of Defeat DeMakes. Justin, you gave him a good run for his money, and maybe you can come back and take him on again sometime. For anyone out there who's listening, if you'd like to be a contestant on Defeat DeMakes, head over to ChrisDeMakes.com and check out our supporting cast program. Not only do you get a ton of bonus episodes of The After Party and discounts on merch, you also help us continue making the podcast that you love. And we appreciate it, and we appreciate you, Justin. Thanks for being a friend, buddy.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Well, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Defeat the mix. Defeat the mix. Do you think you have what it takes? Music trivia, useless knowledge, shit you never learned in college. Defeat the mix, defeat the mix. Do you think you have what it takes?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I don't think it overstates things to say that the Beatles were the greatest gift to entertainment and culture of our time, a secular religion, if you will, with their universal appeal and demonstrable impact on people's lives. I'm Robert Rodriguez, host of Something About the Beatles. With every episode, I speak with historians, musicians, artists, and Beatle witnesses, all in the service of fresh insights into the most joyous cultural entity the world has ever known. I hope you'll join me and listen to Something About the Beatles, now on Evergreen and wherever you get your podcasts.